Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
May 2, 1806. 17 miles back to catch a horse. The party is having a great deal of trouble keeping their horses together even when they are hobbled. The horses break their hobbles and escape during the night. Most of the horses, according to the captains, are stoned horses. That is, ungelded stallions tending to be restless, hard to handle, and sometimes mean. Captain Clark writes about one horse in particular.
This morning we dispatched 2 hunters ahead. We had much difficulty in collecting our horses. At 8 a.m. we obtained them all except the horse we obtained from the Chopunish man, whom we separated from yesterday. We apprehended that this horse would make some attempt to rejoin the horses of this man, and accordingly had him, as we thought, securely hobbled before and at the side, but broke the strings in the course of the night and absconded. We sent several men in different directions in search of him, and hired one man of the men who joined us last night to pursue him and overtake us, and at 1:30 after 1 p.m., the Indian and Joseph Fields returned with the horse. They found him on the way back about 17 miles. I paid the Indian the price stipulated for his services, and we immediately loaded up and set forward. We passed a small creek at 8 3/4 miles from the commencement of this course, and encamped on the north side today in a little bottom, having traveled 19 miles today. The 3 young men of the Walla Walla Nation continue with us in the course of this day. I observed them cut the inner part of the young and succulent stem of a large coarse plant with a ternate leaf. This plant is very common in their rich lands on the Ohio and its branches. I tasted this plant, found it agreeable, and ate heartily of it without feeling any inconvenience. Captain William Clark, May 2, 1806.
The plant described was the cow parsnip, Heracleum lanatum. The outer part of the stem contains toxins, but the inner core is safe and delicious. The camp today was in Columbia County, Washington, several miles south of Marengo. Tomorrow, the 3 Walla Walla men leave.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.